The federal health law has taken center stage in recent months, but it's been receiving more catcalls than ovations.
Just as I thought! Obamacare has exploded the chest cavities of millions of Americans!
Okay, Jon Stewart, let's not get carried away. Things are a mess, but not quite that bad. The Pulse's Ilana Gordon has been following this story since the October rollout of the federal insurance marketplaces known as exchanges. Now she reviews that rocky ride and lets us know where things stand.
For some people, October 1st and the launch of the new healthcare marketplace offered a ray of hope.
Open enrollment! Yay!
Valerie Myers with Independence Blue Cross was in Philadelphia's suburban station early that day, promoting the insurer's offerings in the new marketplace. Blue Cross joined Aetna as the two local insurers offering plans on the exchange. Not everyone shared Myers' enthusiasm. The words of Nancy Barrett, a morning commuter, were an omen of problems to come.
This is not explained very well. The average person will never get it.
And so you stopped by to find some information out for a friend?
For my daughter, actually. She gets no health care through her employer.
Insurance coverage through these new marketplaces is slated to kick in as early as New Year's Day. It's intended for people who don't get health insurance through work and could affect upwards of 1 million people in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey combined. People like 62-year-old Suzanne Cloud. Cloud's a jazz singer whose nonprofit tries to connect fellow musicians with benefits like healthcare. But she too needs coverage and was hoping the exchanges could help.
I'm really anxious to see what kind of benefit packages there are out there for what I need, for my particular typical chronic conditions that a person my age would have.
Cloud has diabetes, high blood pressure. She isn't old enough for Medicare. So she checked out healthcare.gov.
It's letting me log in now.
Cloud was able to create an account through the online portal, but
I got through that, and then it kind of went zzz, and something went wrong, and it just went to a page with all kinds of HTML stuff.
So let me go here, go to healthcare.org.
24-year-old Nathaniel Scott of South Philly also logged on to the portal, hoping it would lead to health coverage.
So I click the link. It takes me back to the login page of the healthcare.gov site, and it says, you know, invalid password. It doesn't take me further.
Scott, who works in IT, is exactly the kind of guy insurers want to enroll, young and healthy. And unlike many so-called young invincibles, he wants coverage.
My biggest concern is that one day, you know, I go through a medical emergency and I require, you know, a visit to a hospital or what have you. And then after I get out, I get, you know, a bill from the hospital for like thousands and thousands of dollars. And then my head's spinning saying, oh my goodness, how am I going to pay all this?
Scott and Cloud, as it turned out, were among thousands of Americans for whom healthcare.gov was an early bust.
In these early weeks, access to healthcare.gov has been a miserably frustrating experience for way too many Americans.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius acknowledged the website woes.
I apologize. I'm accountable to you for fixing these problems.
During the first month, she reported about 50,000 people in Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania were able to use the site to create applications. But that's only half the battle. 59-year-old Janice Baker, a resident of Delaware, was one of the reported 100 or so in the state who actually made it the whole way through, signing up with an insurer. She says it was a two-week effort.
If I wasn't so hard-headed, I don't think I would have gotten it done.
The launch hasn't been a universal disaster. Some states running their own marketplaces have had more success. In New York, more than 70,000 people have been able to enroll. But the rollout's taken another nasty turn for people like 33-year-old Danielle Gatto.
I received a letter about a month ago.
The notice from her insurer stated,
my health coverage will be discontinued as of January 1st, 2014.
That's because her plan, like many others, doesn't meet new benefit standards under the federal health law. Gatto doesn't love her coverage. It doesn't cover her treatment for Crohn's disease. But she's stressed out, trying to find an affordable option that covers what she needs.
It just sort of made my head spin to try to figure out these numbers and make them fit my actual life, you know?
Thanks to some last-minute steps by the Obama administration and her insurer, Scotto now has another 6 months with her current plan as she tries to find better options. As for Scott and Cloud, they're hopeful, but at least for now, 2 months in, both are still trying to enroll. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.